Tuesday night, early Yud Gimel Adar, on the 62nd Dvar Halacha. Ben of Purim comes out on Friday. Okay, so on Thursday it's Purim, but for Bnei Yushalayim it's Purim on Friday. And sometimes Yud Dalet comes out on Friday too. It did around 4 years ago, 5 years ago, something like that. So just to go over one halacha about that situation, since it's no geyami. So on Friday, you're not supposed to, any Friday of a whole year, you're not supposed to make a suda that's larger than normal. You know, as you have whatever your meal usually is, but to make a suda gedola that's not rogil, b'mehachol, that's also to do, that would be like a suda sarasin, something like a big meal, maybe a birthday party. Maybe people don't realize that they make a birthday party, they make a big suda. So you're not supposed to do that on Friday, and the whole day, kol hayom. Now, if it's a suda mitzvah, that zmano be'erev Shabbos, a bris milah the eighth day, or even if it's not the eighth day, right, if it came out that day. So if it's a suda mitzvah that the zman is that day, then it's mutter. So, but the din is, l'chadchili, you're supposed to do it b'shachris, b'shem kovet Shabbos. And in Hilchos Megillah, it says the same thing, that if Purim comes out, b'chachal Purim b'erev Shabbos, yasu asuda b'shachris, that's kodem chatzos. That's the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Adafrayim. He doesn't bring down explicitly what he says, but what he says is that you're safe if you do it kodem yud sha'os, not chatzos. Now, what this means, and b'diavad, you do it at any time if you miss the zman. So b'diavad, you always do it because it's the zman hayom to do that mitzvah. Now, this really means to start and finish before chatzos. That's the idea. To make the suda b'shachris, meaning to start and finish. Many people, at least people that I know, they start before chatzos, so it's called the suda started before chatzos, and so then yoytzel the chatchila. It is only the chatchila. I always felt that if, especially if a person has kids and the kids have to get dressed and go to their teachers' houses or rebbe's houses. So it's not called the chatchila if it sort of changes or spoils the ruach hayom. So maybe that's not the chatchila. So it's taka b'dievet situation. So a person, I think, should make that shikol adas if it might be the chatchila a b'dievet situation. Especially, you know, it depends on the structure of his day. But it is brought down in other svarim that there was a minig bedavka to be Paris Mapa Umakadesh. Paris Mapa Umakadesh means you start a suda mibod yom and you go into Shabbos. And then there's rules you have to follow, and the rules are in Hilchos Shabbos. What do you do if you're in the middle of a meal and it's Shkia or you're Makabel Shabbos? So then there's a procedure to follow. So some did that lechatchila when Purim came out. That was a minig. It's brought down in this sefer, the minig in a certain Kufa that was Bedafka, the minig in Yerushalayim. The Miri says in Ksubis, that's how they Bedafka did it. Then Lechari, there's no need to start in the morning. There's no point. Because really it means to start and end in the morning. But if you're going to be Paris Mapu Mekadesh, it means you're going to go into Shabbos. So then I don't see the point in starting early. And Adrabah, the earlier you start, the more full you'll be when Shabbos comes. Yeah, you're worried about the Shabbos Suda. The reason for all these dina, maybe I should have spoken it out. The reason we're worried on all these dinim is we're worried that you won't eat the Shabbos Suda, the Teyavon, like having cholent by a Kiddush.
How does that apply for people who will be, let's say, coming to visit you? We live here. And if we're coming after, then we're not staying over Shabbos.
You're right, don't come. What? No,
no, no, no. I mean, I'm asking.
Yeah, you're being serious. Oh, my, no. you mean you can't eat a Suda? That's very true. So you'll have to maybe not wash. You're right. That's true. I mean, it's Maybe you want, you could be soymich, maybe, oh, it's b'chlal, not even a sudas hayom. So it's b'chlal, you have to watch your intake. That would be the din. You have to watch your intake, and maybe you can't wash. That's a good point. The people coming from Beit Shemesh, if they're there, so for them it's not a sudas mitzvah. Even though maybe no smoach ktsas b'shnei hayomim, but to go so far as to call it a sudas mitzvah would be a problem. So l'chayra, to them it's a sudas she'ena regila, I assume. So l'chayra that would be also kalayom. That's a good point. I didn't think of that, and l'chayra, you're right. And at least you wouldn't be able to wash. There'll be plenty to eat even if you don't wash. There'll be plenty to eat if you don't wash. L'chayra, you're right. L'chayra, you're right. There would be. It's a suda she'ena regila. It's not a sudas mitzvah unless we stretch it and call it a sudas mitzvah, because there's a, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, there's a mitzvah l'smoyach beis hayom, but I don't think it reaches the madrega of a sudas mitzvah. So the chayr wouldn't be able to wash, or unless you limit your intake to what you normally eat on a Friday. That's a good point.